What's good, Clipper Nation? It's me, William, the Opinion Update.
And I am Positive Chuck Bockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. We're coming at you 5 days a week with all that fresh Clippers news.
Woo!
We got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We're going to be kicking things off a little unorthodox.
Yeah, there's no game to preview for Thursday, which it feels weird to have this much time between games.
It's absurd.
I was like, what are we talking about?
So we're going to have a Thirsty Thursday off the top of the episode for you. And then we're going to get into our sort of quarter season rankings.
This is like an overall quarter season, how we feeling.
Yes.
Kind of about everything. There's some good, not a lot of bad, which is nice.
Not a lot of bad. It's like, there's, you know, things you could nitpick.
Yeah, but for everything, it's all great right now. But then after that, we are going to be talking some shavings. We're going to be talking Kawhi, not talking to the media, as well as the Wave, which seems to be a large point of contention.
How many times are we going to talk about the Wave?
This is the first and only time, I believe.
All right.
All right. So let's get into this Thirsty Thursday. It's kind of just stuff that we want.
Yeah. Go. Sorry, I'm dropping the ball on the sound effects.
I'm starting with more rational jumpers from Zubats.
I don't know about this, man.
So, okay, in the Blazers game, we saw him warming up. He was taking jumpers from, like, basically inside, right at the free throw line inside the circle.
Mm-hmm.
It looked smooth. You know, it was practice, whatever, didn't think of it. Then in the game, he hit the exact same kind of shot like that. That is the perfect range.
Okay.
That I think he needs to be at to make this a real slash, maybe back of the mind threat. Because there's some plays where, you know, say, like, if he can just bring that defender out a little bit, even just the slightest, with Paul George and Kawhi as the other two moving pieces, well, you know, two of the five, that extra space is huge for this team. Not that we necessarily need it right now, because things are kind of going okay. But I like that range for him.
All right. I mean, like, I'm coming around to this.
Rational is the key word here.
I like that you put the rational tag on it, because I am not of the opinion that we need Zubac to try to be a floor spacer, but, you know, like, being able to stretch out from the basket a little bit,
yeah.
I can see what you're saying.
Maybe not a spacer, but a bit of a puller.
I like that.
Because even he said, I asked him about threes, and it's on Locked On Clips, and he was like, yeah, like, I'm not going to take threes if, like, why would I do that? Basically, like, if they don't need me to take threes, I'm not taking threes. So I think this is what people who want jumpers also from Zubats, this is what I think they're going to get.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't really happened that much. But it was just good to see in the Blazers game, and it made me realize that I am more on board with maybe him taking a few more jumpers.
Okay.
Nothing crazy.
All right. Nothing crazy.
Unless he hits two in a game, in which case I'm saying he needs to be taking five.
Green light.
In which case I'm giving the Patrick Patterson green light. You got to go in and hear about Kawhi.
Yeah. I'm a little thirsty to get back to point Kawhi.
It's been kind of not talked about as much.
Yeah.
Mostly because other players, I feel like, have been lighting it up scoring-wise.
Yeah. And, like, we were really hot on this notion coming into the season.
I was so hot on this notion.
We both said he would average like 7 assists a game. He's at 5 right now.
And he's played in some games where the shooting has been rough.
You could round it up to 5.5.
And that's basically 6. So he's one away at this point.
Are we doubling down on this bet?
100%.
At the course season. I have to agree, man. I'm sorry. I have to agree. I guess
I lost money in Las Vegas. But you know what? I would absolutely double down on this, on some credit.
I was thinking, I mean, it was way back in October, but that game where he had 10 against Phoenix, albeit in a loss, you know, it was impressive. He did have 7 again against the Spurs.
It's there. Like I was saying, he's been playing some nights. We've had some brutal shooting nights.
Yeah.
And that is costing some of his assist numbers.
Yeah, so
maybe not 2 per game, but close to it with how rough, you know,
that's
some
kinda
of those nights have been.
That's kind of what I'm wondering, too. Like, if he hits a colder skid from a shooting perspective, does he start to look to move the ball a little bit more? Maybe in a positive way, because he's still Kawhi, you know?
He was kind of forcing some stuff in the Blazers game.
100%.
Not all the shots. And, like, the selection wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
I think
I think there were some there are some overall questionable shots for him, maybe not as questionable
per usual. Yeah. But he's also so good that he still affected the game. I mean, didn't he have 9 boards and 5 assists still against the Blazers? Yeah, so I don't know if I want him to necessarily try and revert back to maybe more passing, because his scoring is so good.
Yeah, I'm not saying revert, but like, maybe, do you think it could prompt, like, do you think we could see a rise?
I think if someone else is hot, I think he's definitely like, all right, do your thing.
Yeah.
But if someone, if there's no one else who's maybe particularly like really feeling it offensively,
yeah,
maybe he doesn't necessarily try and get others involved. I'm trying to say that without sounding like he's like in a negative way. You know what I mean?
No.
But I think he wants to take charge with that too.
I think that's a fair point. And I do think that with the loss of people around him, asking for 7 a game is maybe a little bit much.
Yeah. He's passing the Paul George a lot in that situation, which I'm also not mad at all.
No, you're not mad at that at all. But yeah, overall, just thirsty for, you know,
some point Kawhi.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. We might see it maybe against Milwaukee. There was Justin Russo. If you're not following him, you absolutely need to be at Fly By Night. Found some fantastic stats for a very small population of Clipper Nation. Will is the leader of that population, I would say. Should we want Jerome to play with Lou and Trez more? And I'm going to preface it with these stats. There's some net rating stats in here for Justin Russo.
Oh, man.
The Williams-Robinson-Harrell trio has logged 116 minutes together this season. They have a plus 28.5 net rating and 91.1 defensive rating in those minutes. Arguably jaw-dropping numbers from a net rating perspective,
yeah,
which is not the end-all be-all. Trez and Lou with Robinson on the court, 116 minutes, plus 28.5. Trez and Lou without Robinson, 447 minutes. Wow, only 3.8 net rating.
Okay.
Jerome, without Lou and Trez, 57 minutes, plus 9.8. Lou with Rome. This is where it gets funny. Lou with Rome, plus 21.9 net rating in 127 minutes. Lou without Rome, 562 minutes, plus 2.2. Robinson without Lou, 79 minutes, plus 9.8. It's just funny to look at these stats. I think it's mostly credited to Lou, Will, and Trez being Lou, Will, and Trez.
Yeah, I mean, like...
But his defense has been good.
His defense has looked better. His overall impact on winning games, I mean...
He played some good defense. Farabaut had some stats. He played some solid defense against Dame, CJ, and I can't remember who else it was, in that second quarter against the Blazers. So he's contributing in smaller ways.
Yeah. Yeah, and these sample sizes are very small. It begs the question a little bit to me.
Oh, I didn't realize that 447 minutes is a small sample size without Jerome Robinson.
It begs the question to me, can Lou and Trez make anybody look good?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not saying
I know
that
you're
Jerome
not saying
isn't,
that in a disrespectful way.
I'm not saying that Jerome isn't like a solid rotation piece, but
he's
like,
looked great. I mean, defensively, he's looked great. Offensively, he's got more confidence.
Yeah.
He's driving more. I think, yeah, also, to your point, I agree. I think it's really good to play with Lou and Trez.
Yeah.
If you're where Jerome is at
what
right now.
What would your net rating be on, let's call it 15 minutes in, thus far in, 22 games in.
15 minutes, 22 games in.
Yeah.
And that's coming on the first 2 games because there are some injuries. Minus...
No, you're getting the Sindarius minutes. You're going out there for a minute at the end of a
quarter. Oh, then I mean,
but it's with
Lou and Trez. Yeah, I don't know. Plus 1.
Net positive.
Net positive. Just barely. But no, I these stats are fun to look at. I guess I want more of what Jerome's been showing on the defensive end when he's going to play. Because when everyone's healthy, who knows how many minutes he's really going to get.
Yeah.
I do think he's moved ahead of Magruder.
Interesting.
He's getting time on the court, and he's using it well. Isn't a knock on Rodney Magruder at all, but the time that Jerome has been on the court has looked, even if you're not the biggest Jerome fan, guy on Twitter who seems to have a Twitter alert for when we tweet about Jerome, he's been better, and I think Doc has seen that improvement. And Doc talks about how his shot's going to go in. They like his shot.
Yeah.
But like LA Clippers Swimroom said, he's a shooter who can't really shoot right now. But if he's contributing other ways, the defense is nice.
Yeah.
For a bench guy.
Hopefully he gets the shot figured out.
I really hope he gets the shot figured out. Is there anything else you're thirsty for?
No, I'm satiated.
I just think I'm satiated too. Trying to rattle my brain. Yeah, I think that marks it. I think that puts a pin in that. Let us know if you guys are thirsty for anything. At Locked On Clips, at Whooped, I got Charles Wackler. Coming up after this, we got our quarter season, How We Feeling. Welcome to the quarter season, How We Feeling.
Hey.
I'm pretty proud of that. I typed that on accident. So we're going to start with defense, then offense, get into Doc, and just kind of everything as a whole right now. This is fairly broad. Full disclosure, there's not a lot of advanced stats right now. There's no VORP. There's no net VORP.
No.
How are we feeling about the defense? What are we liking about the defense? A quarter of the season, quarter of the way into the season.
When it's good, I mean, like, everybody is... All the tools are there. I mean, like...
That second half against Portland was an example of what it can look like close to optimum.
It's almost like the same thing that I feel like we generally talk about it offensively, how every night there's like a single guy capable of stepping up. There's somebody who can shut somebody down, I feel like, almost on any given night.
Yeah, there's at least one person who's going to play lockdown defense. It's not even can because there's four guys who are capable of playing lockdown defense.
Yeah, who will.
Yeah, like, there's one guy who always will be during a game. And the rotations are getting there. The rebounding's good.
Yeah. Second in rebounds overall, third in defensive rebounds, which, I mean, those are the ones that matter.
Yeah, definitely. And we're getting contributions from everybody on the boards.
Yeah, so the top five is pretty spread out.
Yeah, it is. But, I mean... And Patterson, when he has to, can kind of contribute a few boards.
Yeah. Currently, Clips leaders are Trez and Kawhi, who are only separated by like a tenth of a board per game.
Damn. I like that.
Jamichael, Zoo, and Pat Beverly rounding out.
Of course.
Fifth at like six. I think he's at like six a game. Are we surprised that the rebounding is as good as it is?
I think a lot. I think some people are. On paper, it's crazy that it's this good right now compared to what we... were with kind of last year. We were a top 10 rebounding team last year.
Yeah.
Which was kind of surprising.
Yeah.
But I didn't think we'd be this good at defensive rebounding.
Yeah. The defensive.
We lost size. But that's what's nice about the rotations.
It's working well.
I will say, so let's get into some dislikes.
Yeah.
Second unit defense, quarter of the way in, can be a little rough.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a surprising thing.
Yeah.
Can be a little rough. And
the lapses can be bad. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the transition defense also, both sides.
Both sides. Always.
Yeah, always. In terms of like starters and subs, it was kind of rough in the beginning.
We see communication being like a big talking point. Every time, like internally for the team. And I think I do think that is like my one dislike is I do feel like sometimes there is some lack of communication. But I feel like through that, even the lapses, a thing I've been pretty impressed with is if people like aren't really hanging their heads or anything, like
that's a good call. When something bad happens, there's some definite conversation that goes on.
Yeah.
On the court, but there's nothing that seems too intense. One more dislike from me real quick.
What do you got?
Some of the early fouls.
Oh, man.
Michael Bev and Zoo a little bit. Some of the early fouls.
Yeah.
I got to commend Zoo on the defensive end as well. He's been a fantastic rim protector. I've liked that. And one more thing we like about the defense. I want to give a shout out to Twitter user at StepbackTree. He has discovered that Lou Williams is fantastic at stealing inbounds passes, which just another thing to put on that DPOY resume for Lou Williams this year. So let's get into the offense.
Yeah.
There's kind of a lot to like about the offense and some things to be perturbed about, but don't seem to be that glaring of issues yet because this is just a quarter season talk.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the biggest issue... I have with it is we're not really handling the ball particularly well. It's interesting. We're 26th in the league in turnovers. We average about 16 a game, which has gone down one from where we were having this conversation like 10 games into the season. And we're 26th in assist to turnover ratio. And these are like kind of young team numbers, which is kind of interesting to me because it's like it makes sense because the talent is there, but they're like clearly rotation pieces have been out. Things haven't been functioning.
We all know how many practices they've had together.
Yeah.
Which is negative four.
Yeah. So it kind of, I mean, like it a little bit makes sense. And then my only other real dislike is like the field goal percentage overall maybe hasn't been the most efficient. We're 11th. So not terrible.
The highs are high and the lows are low.
Yeah.
Like if you look at the Portland game, it was like we had guys who were like 67%, Tresh shot 87%. Like there was a couple more like high 40s, low 50s, and then there was like Kawhi at 20.
Yeah.
Like low at zero. Like,
exactly.
But I mean, that's kind of a nice gripe to have because it's still like Paul George being efficient when Kawhi's not.
Yeah, there is like
the game against the Spurs was rough where everyone kind of shot bad.
Yeah,
I'm. There's not. I mean, yeah. I like the amount of threes in the last couple games that we've been taking.
Yeah.
In the last three games, we're at 33 threes a game, and our regular average is 26.5. That's a giant ass uptick.
Yeah.
That's sure. 6.5 more threes a game. Shout out to Paul George for most of those. And we haven't had Shamit. Which is crazy to think about, this amount of threes raining without Landry Shamet even in the equation.
No, absolutely.
And JerMichael.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the way that we've been able to continue to hit threes is great. Like we're 12th in the league overall. We're shooting 36% as a team, which I don't know. That's
and it's gonna get better.
It can only get better because Landry is having some tough games. We only had him for 11 games. You know, JerMichael has had some ups and downs. So to me, like that we're still able to kind of keep afloat because sometimes I feel like watching the games, it feels rough.
Sometimes, like some of the three-point
shooting, I'm like, it feels maybe a little bit rough.
Yeah.
So I thought this was like a little bit reassuring to look at. And the only like good teams that have a better percentage than us from three currently are like the Raptors, the Jazz, and I'll throw the Trailblazers in there. I'll say that the Trailblazers are still a good team.
They do have player of the week, Carmelo Anthony. The dislikes are all kind of growing pains.
Yeah. That's kind of what most of these feel like when I'm looking at them.
Guys getting used to each other, two pretty gravitational players getting used to each other, turnover. But I guess it doesn't kind of
If it's the same way half season, like maybe I'm starting to get a little
for
bit
sure.
more worried.
But at the quarter, it's like, all right. And then, so that kind of transitions well into Doc. I'm going to start with dislikes on Doc so far.
Okay.
The rotations have been kind of goofy. But again, this is a thing I chalk up to. Like he said it, we're just trying to check off wins.
Yeah.
So I'm not like the Patterson thing when he was starting, it annoyed me a little bit, but it was that thing where it was working. Like we were winning some games. Patterson didn't lose his games. So there are these things where they don't seem like rational dislikes I think are going to carry into the rest of the season once hopefully some continuity happens.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just interesting. It's like a weird dislikes to have right now.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Maybe the Zoom minutes is something that I think
I
is going to keep going.
I feel like I'm not on the Zoom minutes board. Like I think that he's great and he's playing really, really well. He's gotten way more efficient, like as a finisher, and he's a better rebounder. But I think the rotations, like I think the Montrez stuff for me mostly makes sense. The amount of minutes, I guess, gets worrisome when it's like deep, but
yeah,
I don't know. We also are able to play people under 30 minutes.
Yeah. So again, it's just all this stuff where it feels like the dislikes that I had at the beginning of the season, only a quarter of the way in, have kind of been a little alleviated.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the offense looks a little goofy, but that's a dislike I might put in the offense, which is the distribution. Sometimes I'm like, I'm excited to see how this looks when everyone's healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, and the likes for Doc. Dude,
it feels like everybody's bought in.
That's a good one. It feels like carryover from last year, which seems really hard to do after what happened.
I think
in terms of how good everything was.
I think it's really difficult to keep the identity of a team intact when bringing in two new starters. Not like, you know, regardless of like the echelon of player. And so I think he's done well. You know, not having a lot of practice. Yeah, it can't be great. This is the last time I'm going to harp on this.
I hope it's the last time he harps on it. He brings it up a lot. No, but with what's been going on, we're sitting.
It's not the last time.
We're sitting pretty. Like, it's. Yeah, I'm much more high on Doc.
Yeah, I think he's doing great.
Like, it's fantastic. I know
he's
gonna,
having as much fun as he had last year. That's maybe my
based
only
on
one
the pressers.
Dislike.
Based on the pressers, it seems like he is.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be my only dislike, is if he is not having as much fun as last year, because that was a fun year.
That was a fun
year. Doc.
If you have likes and dislikes about the season that you disagree with ours, feel free to. Maybe you're like Will and you don't want Zoo to ever play again, or you're like me and you would like to see him continue playing in the NBA. let us know what you think about Doc. Again, at Locked On Clips, at Charles Walker, at Will Updike. Coming up after this, we got some shavings, but first, got to give a shout out to my bookie. The virtual bookies are much nicer than the human bookies. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little to win a lot, try a parlay. Go for it. Have an 8-game parlay. My friend Kevin plays 8-game parlays every week for the NFL. Only won once.
Well, he won once?
Nope, he was close. He got 3. If you like a couple of big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. You can use your basketball knowledge to prove you have what it takes at mybookie.ag, where they make it easy to play, even easier to get paid. If you really want to support your team this season, don't just sit on the sidelines. Get in the game, put some money on them, get even more invested with mybookie.ag. If you join right now, mybookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDONNBA to activate the offer. That's promo code LOCKEDONNBA, all cap letters, one word, to double your cash. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.
All right, it's shavings.
It's shavings. So this has been kind of a bit of a hullabaloo, a tiff. I'm not really sure what the word is. Kerfluffle. Maybe I'm thinking rabble rouse. All right, I'll stop. Kawhi left without talking to the media after the game against Portland. People are, I think media members are rightfully kind of, I don't know, upset, but that kind of sucks. That it happened. I'm not saying Kawhi sucks for doing it.
Yeah.
I think he was maybe... I mean, he's talked every game.
Mm-hmm.
And he does make you wait. So, and it's before a big road trip.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
Luka did this as well recently. And for, you know, you gotta, Paul George talked, which was great, which was good, obviously. Is it a big deal that Kawhi didn't talk?
No, I think that he was frustrated.
I think he was just trying to get out of there?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think he had a tough game, and I don't think that he felt good about it.
Yeah,
I know, but I think that he's that kind of guy.
Tomer, as Arlie put up, a good point, because he doesn't get to travel with the team.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I would have, you know, it kind of sucks as a media member. I had some questions I want to ask him for a story. They're going on such a long round trip, I can't ask it now, which is fair. So I see both sides of it.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah. I think it's a bummer because it is, you know,
it's their people's jobs.
Yeah, and you know,
and we have less of a burden on it.
I mean, like, they, you know, like he,
yeah, and we have less of a burden on it too because like we wait for him to talk, but we also don't have as much deadlines or like we have a much more chill situation than those guys. Not the last time it's going to happen, I don't think.
No, probably not.
Probably not, unless he gets fined.
Yeah, maybe they would find him. I
can't see the team
really
finding him.
Yeah.
Like, he's not getting a team fine for that. And if he does, I will be a little confused and maybe kind of worried. And then
they're
definitely not
finding him.
They're definitely not finding him. And then we got to talk the wave.
Okay.
This is a thing that's happening now at Staples Center since we're just blowing teams out of the goddamn water. Clipperholics did a poll about it on Twitter. I think it's still going. You should go vote on it.
Yeah.
Resounding support for the wave.
Okay.
When I checked, there was like 800 votes, and like 65% were pro wave. Where are you at on the wave?
I don't care. I don't care.
Cool guy over here.
I just do not care either way.
I'm anti-wave.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't choose to participate.
So you're anti-wave?
I'm not against other people enjoying it, I don't feel
like. I'm against the wave.
All right.
I think when teams are... We need to kind of maybe more relish in these large wins more.
Yeah, that's why people are doing the wave.
I don't know. It just doesn't sit right. I think it's because...
They're not sitting right because they're so excited they can't sit in their seats.
So I also have a theory about hating the wave is that I just think it's whatever your dad said about the wave, you also think that. Because my grandpa hated the wave, yeah. And my dad hated the wave, and I hate the wave.
I mean, my dad hated the wave, but I'm changing my...
This guy.
If other people want to enjoy the wave, enjoy the wave.
All right. I'm still anti-wave.
There could be tasty waves out there you don't even know about.
Damn. All right. I want to say this. I'm pro the wave. I'm anti the wave. I'm very pro tasty waves. Those are two very different things. We'll get into that in Locked On Waves. So overall, the new Staples experience is kind of more like a Clippers home game.
Yes.
The support has been good.
It felt like it.
You got the wave, which 68% of fans love, apparently. What do you think of the LA R-Way giant blanket thing they do? So if you haven't been to a game at Staples, they unfurl sometimes, seemingly randomly.
Yeah.
Sometimes I believe it's supposed to be before the fourth, but it just hasn't been every game, I don't think, unless I blocked it out.
Yeah.
But they unfurl a big sheet that says LA Our Way, and it goes over the whole court, and they get the crowd to chant LA Our Way. How would you say that the crowd participation has been up until this point from what you've seen?
Mixed.
It's been very mixed.
I like the direction they're trying to go. Yeah, okay. I do want it to have almost that soccer type vibe where maybe there's almost
flares.
Yeah, there's a constant movement or something. Not a movement, but there's a
chance
and there's stuff going on in the crowd.
So you are definitely pro wave then.
I'm pro people enjoying themselves. Dude, if there's one thing I'm about, it's I think that you should enjoy yourself. Reasonably.
I talked about this too. If you go and look at if you just go onto YouTube and type Greek basketball fans.
Yes.
Flares everywhere. It's insane. I want the Steve Ballmer version of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's more on the Jumbotron right now happening at Clipper. There's a lot more player activity stuff. It's almost like a Dodgers game.
Mm-hmm.
Competing against Shamit to name the most cartoons and stuff. That wasn't there last year.
Yeah.
There's a lot more of stuff to keep your eyes on the Jumbotron that's entertainment involving the players. They're putting the players in more not skits, but more content-y type stuff.
Yeah.
Are you pro or against that?
Pro. I hope they make Clippers Plus. It's all narrative content, all starring the Clippers.
Bev's got to get a detail going on in there. But I think they're doing a good job of having maybe newer basketball fans enjoy the atmosphere.
I mean,
there was a great elevator
attendant
at Staples who was talking about, there were some fans in the elevator who were talking about how Chris Paul sucked and no one on the Thunder was fun to watch. And it was what?
Are you sure?
First of all, Baby Shay's over there.
Yeah.
So stop.
Look.
And he turned to us and he goes, those guys knew about Kawhi 6 months ago. So I think they're making it fun for those kind of fans who are maybe new and... All fans welcome. Just don't do the wave.
If you enjoy doing the wave, enjoy yourself.
How about this? I would like the wave more if you didn't put your hands up. You just stood up with your hands at your sides. That's much more intimidating and weird.
What if everybody stood up and then fell down? It was more of a dominoes.
That'd be cool. Oh, you know what? I can't remember if it's a high school or a college where for the first 5 minutes I think it's last home game or something like that. For the first 5 minutes, they do not cheer. And then there's a certain point when everyone cheers after a basket's made.
Oh, wow.
It's quiet. Yeah. I'd be into something like that at a pro game. Definitely impossible. Yes. Do not think you get everyone to cooperate.
No.
It's too many people. Anything else you got in the shavings?
No, I don't think so. It's good. You know, like, it's good that new people are coming in.
The bandwagon's open. Make the clip flip. If you've made the clip flip, let us know.
Yeah.
Maybe shout it out in an iTunes review.
Yeah.
You can find us on
Love that. It.
You can find us on Spotify. I think you can find us on Deezer. They translate it into French. Shout out to Clippers France, by the way. It's a great Twitter follow.
Yeah. Way to go, Clippers France.
Friday's episode, we have a preview of the Clippers versus Bucks game. First one of that long road trip.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling about that one as of 9:08 p.m. Wednesday night?
Good.
Feel pretty good. Jermichael's going to be back, I'm assuming. Shamet thinks he's playing.
Shamet thinks he's playing. Magruder's apparently playing.
Everyone's playing. Doc's suiting up. We're going to be having some packed div talk. What about specifically? Unclear yet.
We do not know, but we will.
But we will. And we're also going to be doing Love, Marry, Kill. I feel like we haven't done Love, Marry, Kill in so long. We missed it last week.
I did miss it last week.
If you missed it, let us know. You might not have. You can find us at Locked On Clips, at Will Uptike, at Charles Mockler. Thank you so much for listening. I have been positive, Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Uptike. Appreciate you.